to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to
go. This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
It is a two for Tuesday, and that means Red Sox tickets every hour, all day. And I will give away the next pair in about a half an hour or so as we are listening to Hill Notes this morning. So you can leave one of those anytime you want on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. And then if the spirit moves, you can leave a voice note on any topic. And there are a lot on the table today. Boston Red Sox continue to struggle. There's an issue between Scheim and Courtney with regard to the sourcing on Pizzagate. But any other, any topic that you want, leave a Hill note and we'll play the best ones back coming up. And we are here in the studio till Thursday and then on our way to Newport, Rhode Island. The Rhode Island Road Show during road show season this year is in Newport. And so that's an unbelievable city. Your first time there was last year when we did the Audrain Automobile Show.
Yep.
And you loved it.
Yeah. And then,
and you actually enjoyed being on the Cape. Normally you hate the Cape, but you enjoyed Friday.
Yeah, I do. I like to go to the Cape. It's just really about finding the time when to go because the traffic, like we were coming back from the Cape.
So easy.
And the traffic on the other side for people going down when
it's Memorial Day weekend.
Wow. I was like, man.
And we took a lot of photos both Thursday night and Friday morning. I haven't gotten a single email with the photos. We're really asking people to send them because we want to update the break photos for Twitch and YouTube. So if you could email locallegends with an SGHS@gmail.com.
Okay.
That would be greatly appreciated.
All right. And we are definitely looking for local legends for every road show.
Yes.
I got a couple suggestions for Newport. I think the mayor of Newport wants to come on the show on Friday morning, if you would like. Maybe give Wiggy the key to the city or something like that.
It's because of you, Greg, honestly, and this show that has really brought me to places I had never known about. You know, Cape I wasn't really big on. Then we go down there, we do our road show there. Some of the places in Rhode Island, the Newport place you talked about, the ocean mist when we go down there, you know.
Bermuda.
Yeah. And the vineyard. And I was like, why would I go to the vineyard? And I was like, Greg talks about it. I'd never been to Nantucket. Then I was like, well, black people go to the vineyard. And now I'm going back to the vineyard in August again.
Nice.
I had no clue. I was like, what?
Is that show Sirens supposed to be set on Nantucket?
Great question. I thought the same.
I think it is.
I looked it up. It's a New York. It's like off of New York.
But they talk about the vineyard in
it. Yeah.
That's a pretty good show.
I'm really liking it. I'm not finished.
Oh, you're not done yet? Okay.
No.
It's like good late spring, early summer Netflix filler show.
Yeah.
It's Southie. You put me on a Southie. I would have never thought about Southie.
Port Haven.
What is it?
Port Haven.
Yeah.
That's a TV show.
Did anybody see the new Mission Impossible movie over the weekend?
I haven't, but the Ken Laird has.
Oh.
He said it was very good. I asked him for a review.
We should get him in here for a review. What's he doing?
He said, I'll be there. Take me a bit. I was like, busy. I don't know what the hell you're doing, Ken.
Sending out emails.
Right.
This is Mike from Plymouth. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Great.
Oh, not much. Listen, I've been watching you guys since before when Greg, you were at the old station.
Yep.
So I watch you in the morning, then I listen to you for the rest of the day. I'm on Team Curtis. Curtis, you're the best.
You're the best.
But one thing that I had to bring up, finally calling in, when Courtney first came on the scene, she was so sensitive and has been wearing that crown since. Scheim, love the guy, 10 times more sensitive than anybody on that panel.
Yes.
Anytime you can make the slightest joke and he'll go ho 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 instead of let it roll. Dude, you got to just relax and take it.
Where
and
have
get
you
back
been for the last week?
What?
All I've done is subject myself to the abuse of the match. Like I don't. What do you want from me?
I'm just making a general statement that Courtney has. I've watched her grow as a person and a radio personality.
Thank you,
and man, she can take it. And just shine, just laugh at yourself, bro. It makes it all come better.
I laugh,
you know,
at myself
just...
every day.
Don't
Mike.
Worry, Shine. I'll teach you my ways.
Well, that's
stay after.
I'd rather not get a report wrong. Thank you.
That's why he said he's coming back for his crown.
Yeah,
it's a sensitivity yes. crown.
Exactly.
You're kind of hearing it now, like the way that you're, you know, responding to that.
Yes,
and
I
love you.
You're right, Mike. I'm so sensitive. I'm as soft as baby poof.
You're making it worse.
Yeah. You know what they say? Sarcasm. The twin
the
brother
sensitivity.
No,
issue?
No, no. Twin brother of sensitivity.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Is
definitely.
That what they say?
I believe they do say that.
That tracks. Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was in the Bible.
Yeah, I believe yep. they said that.
The Beatitudes, specifically. Curtis.
Local legend. New Edition, Ralph Tresvant had a song, Mr. Sensitivity.
Oh, he did?
Yes. So
solo?
Yeah, when he went on a solo tip, yeah. Mr. Sensitivity song. But that sarcasm is what they say is just sensitivity being hidden behind
ooh,
sarcasm.
I'll take notes. I'll keep that in mind. Thank
hey,
you.
Don't throw. Hey, don't take
wait,
shots.
Yeah, no, sarcastic.
No, no it wasn't. Saying, I was hey, just Wiggy gives out great advice.
That's
I just
all.
To make
I'm trying
sure
to
take notes. That's all.
You know, I wish you know? Cord would listen to my advice.
Yeah,
but...
you know, Wiggy, you're right. Everyone should listen to Wiggy's advice.
Yeah. Also, just one thing. When it comes to the local legends, I already see Chris in the truck, who is great, always sends photos. If it's just like a photo of you,
mm-hmm.
probably not going to make it. If
okay.
it's like a solo shot, a selfie, or you know.
Group photo opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just Googled sensitive to sarcasm, and the first thing that popped up was sarcasm is hostility disguised as humor.
Mm.
Mm. See?
Well,
yes, I am nothing if not hostile.
What a day.
Good. Courtney, yeah. great source. Got yeah. Shime running.
Yeah, such a good yeah. source that I haven't seen him in weeks.
That doesn't really, like... change anything.
Well, Courtney, how would he know that I was at this Chick-fil-A at this exact time if I haven't seen him in weeks?
Who the hell
talk
knows?
He probably yeah. called him afterwards like, oh, man.
Wiggy, I haven't talked to him on the phone in over a week.
Is this one of the twins?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What's his name?
Kyle.
It's like, oh, Kyle, just had two Chick-fil-A sandwiches. You got to try it with the Polynesian
right.
and Chick-fil-A sauce mixed up into one.
The maybe. Polynesian is a you thing. I'm just a straight Chick-fil-A.
Normally, blood is thicker than water.
Yes.
So for him to step out and essentially prove his loyalty to Courtney by sharing that information, it exposes him to inter-family drama. Yeah. Like, so why would he make it up?
Right.
Greg, your guess is as good as mine. He won't respond to my text, so I have no idea.
It seems like a huge leap to lie about something right. that would damage the relationship.
Yeah,
for
and
this
sometimes
occasion.
You just have to take the L shine. Like, yeah.
Courtney, I'd be happy to. If you could show me proof that I was at this Chick-fil-A, I would be happy to, but I wasn't. So, like, I don't know what L you want me to grab. Okay.
So, Greg, you got the fall of Bobes. We got Castig to do the play-by-play.
Yes.
It was one of the great moments of my life.
Yes.
Probably says a lot about my life. But we have to be able to get in touch with the Chick-fil-A. We have yes. a guy that works here that made Chick-fil-A the viral story on the Today Show.
Yes. yes.
Like,
yes.
they owe us one. And we love yes. Chick-fil-A. They're
we
great
love
partners.
Chick-fil-A.
The best sandwiches
in America.
It is
delicious.
We should be able to get some understanding
right.
with
we
some video.
We can get the video.
Right?
Which one were you not at? Was it Nashua?
It's a good question. I was heading down the Cape, so the only place I stopped on my way down the Cape was in Plymouth at a card shop. And I bought Pokemon cards.
So we have to get Shime's brother to tell Courtney, whomever, the Chick-fil-A in question.
The location,
right.
yeah.
And then
boom, driving boom. To the Cape, that was when you consumed one half of a granola bar? Is that what you said earlier?
No, it's a whole bar.
Okay, all right. Imagine that. A whole bar, a granola bar all day long.
That's
and
all
then,
he ate.
And then only four tiny.
Well, like a bird. He ate them like a bird. Just four tiny little slices of bar pizza. That's it. Sorry.
So yeah. I would ask.
Can't have any more.
I would ask this question. Were you starving when you left the Trading Post?
No.
All right. I know I would have been.
Yeah.
Four of them small slices and one granola bar all day long. I mean, any normal person, I'm not even talking about a bigger person.
I mean, I had a yogurt before I came to work.
Are you on the Ozempi?
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cube. Taco to go. Taco to go.
We just need you.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Taco
to go. No. That could. Okay. I'm four people on the Ozempi.
You are.
I'm just, that would make sense if four
their
made you
teeth pull. Are falling out, but it's really a great weight loss.
Aren't
program.
They pooping in their sleep too?
No, yeah, I think that was feet. One story.
They have you seen Ozempic feet?
No.
Yeah, now all the celebrities have Ozempic feet.
What does that mean?
It's like malformed. Their feet are becoming malformed.
Like swollen?
Because of the Ozempic. Like, take a look at Ozempic feet.
Ozempic feet, okay.
Don't idea. You think if you're a celebrity and you use Ozempic, it should be on your shirt every day? In other words, like, you have all the world at your oyster. The world is your oyster. People look up to you. If you've lost a bunch of weight and it wasn't through changing your diet, you should tell people.
There's nothing wrong with Ozempic.
Who says there's something wrong with it?
I mean, if the celebrities want to do it.
Well, I just said they should be able to do it.
Ask the people whose teeth are falling out, though.
Well, I don't know whose teeth are falling out.
Yeah, I haven't heard
Lizzo's teeth look pretty good. She's lost a ton of weight.
Oh, gross! Don't put that on there.
What?
Have you seen Twitch?
Ozempic feet?
Oh, yeah. God.
I haven't seen it.
Those are the Ozempic
feet. Those just old, wrinkly feet?
Yeah, that's what those look like to me.
Those are celebrities who are like 22 years old.
I've got to be using, retinol. Yeah.
I want to see from the ankles up if that person's really 22.
Were those taken out of Chick-fil-A?
There's no way.
Like, that is.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
I stand corrected also, thanks to somebody on the Subaru of New England text line. In Shime's family, blood is not thicker than Chick-fil-A sauce. So I misspoke there.
True. Chick-fil-A sauce is delightful. Don't get me wrong.
It's the best.
You know what? I would love Chick-fil-A right this very minute. Didn't have it last week.
And we know they have a great relationship because there's never been an issue between Shime and his brothers. He's like never... So we know they have a great relationship, so why would his brother lie on him like that?
Did you talk to one of the twins, and then they talk to each other, maybe?
Oh, that could be it.
Could happen.
No,
all right,
I haven't talked to Andrew in a week either.
We're going to get to Hill Notes coming up. I have a pair of Red Sox tickets to give away before we get out of here on a 2 for Tuesday. And now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox fell to the Brewers in Milwaukee. 3-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 11. They've got another one with the Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Thunder go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with the Timberwolves. They take game 4, 128-126. Game 4 in the East is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers lead the Knicks 2-1. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is out for at least 2 weeks for the fever after suffering from a left quad strain. And in the NHL, the Hurricanes get a win, shutting out the Panthers 3-0 in Florida. Florida leads the East 3-1. The West has game 4 tonight. Edmonton leads Dallas 2-1. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That is what's trending.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.